John 17:11-19, Jesus prays for his disciples. Protect them. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. The second key verse I chose for John chapter 17 is verse 21, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Jesus prayed that we would be one through his indwelling life, so that the world would believe. This is a very famous verse, but it seems we have not fully actualized it yet. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, you prayed that we would be one as you and the Father are one, so that the world would believe. Teach us what this means and how to put it into practice. Amen. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 17:11-19, Jesus prays for his disciples. Protect them. In the previous section, Jesus began to pray for his disciples. He continued this prayer for them in verses 11 to 19. He prayed this prayer just hours before he was arrested. His disciples needed his prayers because he was going away from them, and they would face the pain of his departure and death. He prayed that they would be kept and protected from the world, division, and the evil one. Jesus knew that all the disciples would leave him and that Peter would deny him three times. Nevertheless, he prayed for them. Jesus' prayer flowed out of his love and faith for them. Knowing this background helps us to understand the depth of Jesus' love and concern for his disciples. Let's read verses 11 to 13. I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them through your name, which you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. I have kept those whom you have given me. None of them is lost except for the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and I say these things in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he prayed, keep them through your name, which you have given me, that they may be one as we are one? We discussed Jesus' use of the name of God in chapter 17, verse 6. We explained that it referred to God's nature and character. In verses 11 and 12, Jesus prayed that his Father would keep or protect his disciples through the name you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Jesus prayed, keep them through your name, which you have given me, that they may be one. This is the first time in John 17 that Jesus prayed for them to be one. He repeats this prayer for oneness later in the prayer. Jesus prayed for the Father to keep them, protect them, so they continue to obey, through the name you have given me. Let's look at some verses in the New Testament that give us insight into the name of Jesus. The angel appeared to Joseph in Matthew 1:21 and said to Mary, she will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Luke 1:30-33, the angel appeared to Mary. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. And then in Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11, this describes the authority God gave to Jesus. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. God the Father gave his Son the name Jesus because he would save the people from their sins. Jesus is the Son of the Most High. He is the Messiah, the King, whose kingdom will never end. It is safe to say that this only scratches the surface of the meaning of Jesus' name. In verse 11, Jesus prayed that they would be one because they are kept by his name. Recognizing who Jesus is will bring his followers who seek his honor, majesty, authority, and glory into oneness. Verse 13, but now I come to you, and I say these things in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. Meditation question. Jesus said in verse 11 that he had kept them through the name the Father had given him, that they may be one even as we are. How would being one produce fullness of Christ's joy in them and in us? In verse 12, Jesus referred again to God the Father's name. In verse 12, Jesus referred again to God the Father's name. Well, I was with them in the world. I kept them in your name. In other words, Jesus continually pointed them to the Father. He taught them to know him, trust him, and live in his love. Only Judas, who betrayed him, was lost. Jesus mentioned that this fulfilled what is written in the scripture. I think that our view and understanding of the events of our lives should also be centered in the Word of God. Jesus said in verse 13, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy in them. Jesus talked a lot about joy. When Jesus talked about joy in verse 13, he was referring to what he had just said in verses 11 to 12. Jesus prayed that the Father would keep them through your name, which you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Jesus' statement about having the fullness of his joy in them relates directly to this prayer, that they may be one as we are one. Most people think of joy in terms of individual joy or happiness. It seems clear, however, that experiencing the fullness of his joy is directly related to being one with each other through the mutual indwelling of Jesus and the Father. This challenges Western thinking. We want to confine joy to me and God. However, God created us to live in community and to love one another, which is his main command. We are the body of Christ, and he lives in us. Jesus prayed in this chapter that we would be one through the mutual indwelling of the Father and Son. How could we have true joy if we do not live in this great purpose of God? Let's read verses 14 to 17. I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of this world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you would take them from the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he said, I've given them your word? When Jesus said, I've given them your word, he was referring to all of the teaching he gave his disciples. The world not only rejected Christ's teaching, but were angry and hostile towards him personally. They would also hate and persecute his followers. Jesus prayed that his Father would keep them from the evil one, the devil. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan and his demons want to steal, kill, and destroy human beings. 1 Peter 5:8 describes their motives and plans. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. They want to keep them from experience the abundant life God offers through Jesus. Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he said that the world hated his disciples because they are not of the world? Jesus told his disciples in John 15, 18, and 19 that the world would hate them because they hated him. He said, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. The world does not value God's will or his law, but hate and oppose it. The world hated Jesus and hates us because we belong to another kingdom and have different values. I have discussed the meaning of the word world previously. Sometimes the word world refers to people in the world, the earth, or to this world's system of values and beliefs that are contrary to God's ways. For example, in 1 John 2:15 to 17, it describes this evil world system as follows. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Meditation question. What does sanctify mean? To sanctify means to set something aside for a special purpose, to make holy, or to consecrate, or to devote oneself to God for a special purpose. Jesus wants us to be sanctified, set apart for him and his purposes. He wants us to be holy and pure, not stained by the evil in the world. 2 Timothy 2:20 and 21 helps us understand the meaning of sanctification. It says, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are used for special purposes and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. In our homes, we have special dishes for special occasions and guests. We would not use a utensil that we use outside for garbage for a special meal. We keep clean the dishes and utensils we use for special occasions and put them in a special place. They are set apart for a purpose. This is the meaning of sanctification. We purify and set aside our lives to be used for God's purposes. Meditation question. How are we sanctified through the Word? Sanctification is a function of the Word of God, which is truth. We can become impure if our hearts and lives are in the world. However, we are sanctified and made pure through God's Word. Previously, we discussed John 15:3, which says, now you are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. He purifies us and makes us clean as we respond to God's word. Jesus said in verse 17, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. We are sanctified or purified and set apart for God's purposes as we listen and respond to the word of God. Satan and sin are based on lies. It says in John 8:44 that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. He is always trying to lie to us about God, sin, and ourselves. Satan always denies God's word and tries to deceive us with clever lies. This is one reason we need to live in the word of God and meditate on it day and night. God's word is truth. He will purify us and protect us from Satan's lies and temptations as we receive and respond to the word of God. The lies are deceptions of Satan and that are exposed and defeated through the truth of God's word. Verse 18, as you sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. Verse 19, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. Meditation question, how did Jesus sanctify himself? Jesus said he sent his disciples into the world just as the Father sent him into the world. At this point, Jesus had not given them the Great Commission found in Matthew 28:18-20, and had not officially sent them. He would send them officially after the resurrection. To that end, they needed to be sanctified, purified, and set aside for God's purposes for them. being an example and a model is an essential part of making disciples. Jesus modeled everything he wanted his disciples to do. He wanted them to be sanctified, to be set apart for God's purposes, so he sanctified himself, although he was already holy. Jesus committed himself to doing the Father's will, which was to die as a substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of the world. This is how Jesus sanctified himself. It says in Hebrews 5:10 that we have been made holy by his submission to the Father's will, and by that we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming for us, revealing yourself to us, loving us, and purifying us through your word. Thank you for leading us, protecting us, and caring for us. Sanctify us and use us for your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.